'cause you'll always find me right there in the shade. I can see all the folks, they're laughing at me, 'cause I am just naturally crazy.
Play that song again.
All right.
So we're going to play that again. We're playing that song this again. That's a good song.
WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll put a twist in your trousers.
Yep, you're listening to Zombo. And this is the Jive Bomber. A really groovy tune.
Yeah, I know. So what's going to happen here is I'm going to play it again. No, I don't have deja vu or special clairvoyant powers. You're listening to Zombo's Deep Archive, and I'm rebroadcasting shows from 13 years ago. This show originally aired May the 8th, 2009, and just revisiting that, and something tells me I'm going to play this same song again because I liked it so much. You can hear my regular show, Zombo in Your Brain, tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and let's just jump right back into Zombo's Deep Archives on WRCT.
My radio show, I play it as many times as I want to hear it.
In fancy clothes, I ain't taking the trouble to blow my bubbles away. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Trouble to blow my bubbles.
cloud.
I was a California living on a winter's day. I took out my boat to catch some waves. I stopped in my track when I came up on the scene. I caught a bunch of cats. They looked way too mean. They were a band of serpents. I knew they shouldn't be there. Yeah, they were a band of serpents. There was trouble in the air. They were a band of serpents. I knew they shouldn't be there. Yeah, they were a band of serpents. There was trouble in the air. California! When they stomped down the weenie road just for fun, everyone was scared and filled with fear. But they blew my mind when they shot the beer. They were a band of serpents. I knew they shouldn't be there. Yeah, they were a band of serpents. There was trouble in the air. They were a band of serpents. I knew they shouldn't be there. Yeah, they were a band of serpents. There was
yeah.
yourself. You buy every rock and roll book on the magazine stand. He's a bad boy. Every time that he gets, woo, he's off to the jukebox, man. He's a bad boy. He worries his teacher till the night she's ready to poop. He's a bad boy. A rocking and a rolling, spinning in the hula hoop. Bad boy. This rock and roll is gonna stop. Junior's head is on his rock. Now, Junior, behave yourself. Thank you.
1975.
WRCT Pittsburgh. You know, it's kind of like an old tennis shoe. After a while, it's going to stink, but you'll put it on anyway.
No truer words ever spoken. Yeah, we heard a bunch of music. That's right, and Zombo here till 3 o'clock today. What are we listening to? You figure it out, wouldn't Mr. Brainiac? No, this is BC 1675 by Raymond Scott. And we heard Bad Baboon by the Madisons, Bad Whiskey. Johnny Hooker, Bad Boy. Larry Williams, Bad Motorcycle. That was a bad tune. As Porky would say, that was a bad tune. And we heard Bad Dudes of Surfing by the Reach Around the Rodeo Clowns, the Jive Bombers. Gave us Bad Boy. Bad, Cozy Call. Man, this is irritating. There we go. This is Baja. Yes, sirree. By the Bowling Allies. That's right. Live at the Bowling Alley. That was a cool gig. And we heard the Jive Bombers, Bad Boy, Bad by Cozy Cole. And we heard Bad by Pat and the Californians. The Spiders with Link Ray gave us Baby Doll, Baby Oh No. Bow Wow Wow. Baby It's You from the Nuts New Pussycat Surf Tribute Record. And Richard Cheese gave us Baby Got Back. That was nice. I'd like to thank Joe Ose for that. The Equals did us Baby Come Back and Baby Let Me Bang Your Box. A Crowd Pleaser by the Bangers, which I think is incorrect because that was a bootleg that I got that from. All right. So we are here till 3 o'clock today, and I got so many B-songs. That is right. You need the B-song played. That's a song that begins with the letter B. 412-621-WRCT. That's right. We got 24 more weeks of trudging with Zombo through the alphabet. If I remember my alphabet correctly, last time was a sobriety test, and I had to do the alphabet backwards. So I might have a little trouble around the T-U-Q part. Something like that. This is Baja. Let's dig into it. Once again, 412-621-WRCT. Zombo is in your brain.
can stand for. Everybody, let's hear it for Jeannie Marie.
A brave little hobbit whom we all admire, with his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes. He lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Now hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below, to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins, he battled a troll, he riddled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. That brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, puffing on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Like a teddy bear, he's small. reaching toward the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see.
Boris Karloff, and I'm very pleased to say that two guests have joined me today, a couple of self-taught guitarists whose great success is a symptom of a fever that's spread throughout the country and what the Reader's Digest calls guitaritis. They're Don Wilson and Bob Bogle, creators of a very successful quartet known as The Benchers. Don, I understand that back in 1958, you and Bob were construction workers in Seattle. How did the guitar get into the picture?
Well, Boris, each of us owned a $25 guitar, and we started practicing together every night after work. After a year, we found that we were, well, good enough to play at school dances.
Well, now, Bob, that was 9 years and how many dollars ago?
$25 million, Boris. Two fellows joined us after we got our start, and we're awfully proud to say that the Ventures have had 18 million record albums.
Do you boys sing or dance?
No, we just play.
And beautifully, too, I might add. Your success is truly remarkable. Well, I'm afraid we haven't covered very much, gentlemen. It'll be a pleasure to have you join me soon again. This interview feature was furnished by the Reader's Digest, and the current January issue has the entire story in the article, Loud the Twang of the Guitar. I'll be joining you soon with more interesting features, but right now...
Thank you. This is Melvin Kosnowski, program director of WRCT. I am proud to announce that the latest radio listening survey once again gives WRCT a higher Pittsburgh rating than XEWV Mexico City, CSCH North Bay, Ontario, LV10 Buenos Aires, the voice of America!
Hey, wow, that's some stuff. Man, I tell you, I think it must be nice outside because most of you degenerates are up early. I'm getting way too many phone calls for 11 o'clock in the morning. Most of you folks still have hangovers and in your bathrobes, but you're at least out of bed. Most of the time, you guys don't listen to 1 o'clock. Welcome. Good morning. This is Bahariba by Laika and the Cosmonauts. We are the Baby I'm Drunk by Reverend Horton Heat. Boris Karloff interviews the Ventures. How do you like that? Huh? A-E-I-O-U? Eh? All right, then we heard two versions of Boris the Spider by request. The Who, obviously doing Boris the Spider, and a band called The Chords, K-O-R-D-S, doing Boris the Spider. We heard the Ballad of Bilbo Baggins by Leonard Nimoy, and the Ballad of a Boy and a Girl by Rudy Ray Moore, Baby Pop, Franz Gall, and Baby It's Too Much by the Rayovacs. Well, let's play some junk out of the bin. All right. Now start with a little Lucinda Williams. Lucinda Williams about this doll and just nuts over her. This is from her record. I hope it's still in the bin because I'm playing it. I hate to play for nothing. All right. Let's see what I can tell you. A rotten, stinking degenerates next. If you have troubles, this is crazy. This PSA says, if you have difficulty seeing the words on the page, that's no reason to stop reading. Well, you know, you wouldn't even get that far. If you had difficulty seeing the words on the page, right at this very spot in that small type, hey, you're screwed. But I'm talking about Talking Books, a free program from the Library of Congress. When you join, you get a special cassette player. Oh, boy, I can't wait. A special cassette player. I guess they just ran out of wax cylinders. So now they're on to the special cassette player. Hey, who has cassettes anymore? You know? But by the way, if you do this now, they'll give you a wire recorder, too. Anyhow, the Talking Book request will be sent to you free, and as soon as you finish the book, mail it back. It's kind of like Netflix, only it's like if you can't read. Okay? Or if you're just, you know, if you're just illiterate, maybe you could do this, too. I mean, if you have trouble seeing the words on the page, just might only know your numbers and not your letters, you know. I know street numbers. Hey, yeah. But as soon as you finish the book, you mail it back in the program, and the postage are free. Holy moly. Isn't that cool? Call free. Call them. 888-657-READ. That's 888-657-7323. A public service massage from WRCT, the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, and also for the illiterate retards too stupid to do anything else. Right there you go. Who cares? Who cares? I do. I really do. So if you're just like a blind person listening to the radio, you can have books now, too. You won't get stuck listening to my radio show. So how do you like that? Or if you just haven't bothered to learn your letters or your numbers, there you go. But then how are you going to call the phone number? How are you going to call the phone number? You're going to say, I don't know my reading, nor my writing, nor my ciphering. Oh, well, enough of that. Teens, is everything going okay? Probably not. Because you probably can't read. Huh? Huh? Who? That's enough of that. Man, oh, Manischewitz. What do we got here? This is the new Peter Bjorn and John record. Not too bad. I like the first record. But anyhow, I was talking to you teens. Yeah. That's right. You need to talk to somebody. Don't bother me. Don't you even remotely bother me. I don't need your hassle. But the NEO Teen Helpline listens. They do. 1-800-272-TEENS. That translates into 8336. Okay? So they do the ciphering for you. Call to discuss any problems. Like, this guy on this radio is really freaking me out. Help me. I'm going to jump off a bridge. Anyhow, all calls are free and confidential, and anyone can do it. You can be anonymous, or a unanimous, or an ignoramus. But remember our number, 1-800-272-TEEN. That's 8336 or whatever. Our phones, not our phones, their phones, are open weekdays and after school until 9 p.m. Eastern time, so screw you West Coasters. We are open. They are open. Other times, and volunteers are available. Someone out there who cares and who wants to help you. Remember, the call is confidential and it's free. And it says we really do care about you, but it's actually they. I am like so far down on the list about caring about you. But you call 1-800-272-TEEN. That translates into 8336. Boring. I don't know what else we got. This is okay, but maybe worth snagging, but I definitely can't buy it. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. It sounds like a John Lennon thing. This is this, this band I can't pronounce the name. It's a dirty word in it. Like, it's going to freak you out hearing this dirty word. Don't you tempt me. We're going to get back to our B show here real quick, but don't forget the Zombo Gallery is open tonight. That's 4900 Hatfield Street. For bowling pins, I gave 50 bowling pins away already. I have another 50 to give away. What is he talking about? What's going on here? Is he totally lost? What little mind he has. Yes, you are absolutely correct. Because I'm doing Art Goes Bowling. Come to the Zombo Gallery and pick up a bowling pin. It's a blank bowling pin. You paint it, decorate it, or whatever you want to do to it. But you bring it back to Arsenal Lanes, which is 212 44th Street. In Lawrenceville, right down the street from Zombo Gallery. You bring it the 25th, Monday, which is Memorial Day night, before 8 o'clock, like, say, 7 o'clock. We set all the pins up. You can put a price tag on it. You can sell your pin. You put all that money in your pocket, and you can buy Zombo a rock a crack. Hot damn tamale. And so your artwork sells with no commission. I'll be DJing that thing at Arsenal Lanes, too. Maybe bring my live band out there. You never know what's going to happen. So that's tonight from 6 to 8 o'clock. Next Friday from 6 to 8 o'clock, come and get your bowling pin for Art Goes Bowling. You have a couple weeks to still do it yet, so that's plenty of time. Last time was totally kicked ass. Don't miss it. If you do miss it, well, then you missed it, all right? Oh, you know, since we're doing the B show, so all day, at least till 3 o'clock, and Lee chases me out of the studio. It's like a raccoon. He comes in with like a, you know, a garbage can and a stick, chases me out of the studio. It's not a pleasant sight. I'll tell you. Well, yeah, I just told you. Hey, we're on random schedule, too, which means that basically everybody but me, Lee, and Kenny Joe are, hey, is that some more song there? That's it? Ah, cool. Now I'm going to play Professor Longhead Roy Bird's Bald Head. We're going to do some bald head music. Because of the B, right, huh? Oh, you big.
Look at that. She got two hands. Why, look at that. Body. Where's that girl here? Trying to tell y'all about, supposed to be a good friend of mine's wife. But every day on the job, though, you're telling me the same old thing. You wished you had her married all some other night. Just look at that. She didn't have two hands. My, look at that. Where's that girl here? Don't you know she's begging? She's just begging to take out to her ball. But he got her straight, though. He told her, he said, I can't take chances. If I carry a girl, you got to stand out in the hall. Just look at that. You ain't got no hair. My, look at that. How come no hair? Yeah. before I got a jug, he'd take me for a walk. Maybe down in Lee Circus Park. Which he did, he got drunk and he wanted to make a little love. He put his arms around her neck and he knocked her wig off. And look at that, she didn't have no hair. Hey, look at that, where's that girl's hair?
I don't want no woman. here, baby, I got $10 in my pocket. I want you to go on downtown and buy yourself a wig. You know you can.
Yes, I came home early one morning, found a note pinned on my door. Yes, I knew exactly what was happening. My baby's gone, yeah. My baby's gone, oh, well, well. Yes, she's gone, she's married me all alone.
And she won't be back no more.
Oh, yes, my baby's gone. Well, my baby's gone. She left me all alone. And she won't be back no more.
Left me here to weep and mourn.
Well, I tried
all night and all day.
She left me here all alone. Oh, yeah. My baby's gone
and she won't be back no more. Oh, yes, my baby's gone. Yes, my baby's gone. She's been gone oh so long and she won't be back no more, no more. Oh, yes, my baby's gone.
Send for me, Daddy, cause I'm all alone. I went to the station to meet the train, but when I got there, you were gone again. Now I can't eat, I'm pacing the floor, I'm drinking, baby, like never before. The dog and the cat, they miss you, so tell me why, oh, why did you have to go?
Oh, yes, my baby's gone.
Well, she's gone.
Yes, my baby's
baby
gone.
Done left.
She's been gone all so long.
And she won't be back no more. No, she won't be back
no more. And she won't be back.
Thank you.
WRCT
is the best place to be. Send the music out your way, 40 hours every day.
Listening to Zombo's Deep Archive right here on WRCT in Pittsburgh. That, as that mean, I am rebroadcasting an old show from 13 years ago. I'm doing this chronologically. Every week I'm picking another show from the beginning of when I start recording these shows digitally. And today's show is originally broadcast on May the 8th, 2009. So obviously, all the things that I mentioned have passed 13 years ago. Scary, right? Certainly is. Let's get even more groovy cool with the last section of Zombo's Deep Archive. Here, the regular Zombo show tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on this station, WRCT. Let's dig in.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
There was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, a federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. The tank is filled with 100 proof. You're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine that quenched the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead,
A mountain boy took roses, but even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'twas the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'twas the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Call him drunk and irate, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian that we should remember well. From the tribe of the Pima Indian, a proud and peaceful band, who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches for 1,000 years, the waters grew Iris people's crops, till the white man stole the water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Iris folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. But when war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima's hill, 250 men. But only 27 lived to fight back down again. And when that fight was over, and when old glory raised, among the men to hold it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned a hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no crops, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira had done. And when did the Indians dance? Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. There they'd let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water and a lonely ditch was the grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.